And it's now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hex. Well, a recent poll reveals some surprising attitudes among Gen Z towards social media. If you can believe it, nearly half of Gen Z respondents say they wish platforms like TikTok, Snapchat, and Twitter had never been invented. Despite Gen Z being the first generation to grow up fully immersed in the social media culture, this is how almost half of them feel. Can't say that I blame them. The survey conducted by the Harris Poll in collaboration with a sociologist found that 47% of the respondents wished TikTok had never been created, while 50% felt the same way about Twitter. Interestingly, the pushback is not against technology in general. Less than 20% wish smartphones or the internet hadn't been invented. It seems like the issue is specifically with the impact of social media. Parents, take note. Our youth are crying out for boundaries and protection from the very technologies they've grown up with. And more news from another poll. This poll suggests that neither former President Donald Trump nor Vice President Kamala Harris are viewed as particularly religious by most Americans. That's one of the understatements of the year, isn't it? The survey conducted by the Associated Press found that only 14% of respondents felt the word Christian described either Trump or Harris extremely or very well. Like to have a conversation with those 14%. And this perception persists despite both figures claiming to have Christian identities. And moving on, a watchdog group has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services seeking records related to the Assistant Secretary for Health and that secretary's communications about gender transition procedures for minors. Now, I can't remember if the Assistant Secretary for Health is Richard Levine. He pretends to be a woman and goes by another name now that I will not say. I believe it was Richard. Anyway, the lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch comes after reports that Levine's team pressured an international medical group to remove age limits for gender surgeries and other interventions for children experiencing gender dysphoria. And according to the court filings, Levine allegedly feared that including age limits in medical guidelines could make it harder for youth to undergo these procedures. Yeah, that's pretty much the intent there. And in a troubling case from Toronto, the city's first black female police superintendent has pleaded guilty to 7 counts of misconduct. Why? Well, Stacey Clark admitted to leaking answers for the sergeant's promotion exam to 6 black officers, claiming she wanted to level the playing field due to perceived racial inequities. So let me get this right. You want to level the playing field by helping someone cheat. Not quite sure you understand the definition of leveling the playing field. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.